It is a small anniversary, as such things go, but 2019 marks the fifth year of existence for the Vermont Book Award, a literary prize administered by Vermont College of Fine Arts, honoring work by the state's authors. And with me now to announce the finalists for this year's award is Micaiah Gault, who teaches in VCFA's MFA in Writing and Publishing program, and whose own debut novel, Goodnight Stranger, will be published later this month by HarperCollins. Micaiah, great to speak with you again.
Thanks so much for having me here, Mitch.
So remind us first how the Vermont Book Award came to be and how the process works.
Yeah, sure. 5 years ago, president of the college, Tom Green, realized the story was he sort of sat up all at once in the middle of the night and said, why doesn't Vermont have a book award, you know, the way other states do?
Eureka.
Yeah, eureka. So we said, yeah, that it absolutely should happen. Vermont has so many writers and so many readers. So we, you know, we put together this prize. We run the prize every year, and then we announce the winner at a big gala every fall on campus.
How does the process work, let's say, for nominating books?
Yeah, so the books can be nominated. This year's books needed to be published in 2018 by a Vermont author. So that's a writer who lives in Vermont or has deep connections, deep ties to Vermont. Books are nominated by the independent booksellers of Vermont, by publishers, and we open it up for just a brief window for the public to nominate now, just for a week or two every year. We had almost 50 books nominated this year.
And even though there's only one winner, there are different genres. Tell us about the different kinds of books that are nominated.
We look at poetry, fiction, creative nonfiction, and children's lit.
What can you tell us sort of in general about some of the authors nominated for this year's prize?
A really fun thing happened with the finalists this year. One writer published two books in 2018. One was a book of poems. One was a book of fiction. Two different publishers. Both came out in the same year. Both books were ended up nominated. The poetry book went to the poetry team of judges, mm-hmm. who only look at poetry books to begin with. The fiction book went to the fiction judges. Both books were chosen as a finalist. So we have our first double finalist this year. She has two books. One thing that's exciting to me, one of the finalists was published by Green Writers Press, a kind of newish Vermont press that I've been just paying a lot of attention to. So I'm happy for the publisher, too.
Is that Dee Dee Cummings?
It's Dee Dee Cummings.
Right,
yeah,
yes. I've spoken with her before.
Yeah, she's doing great work in publishing in Vermont. So I'm really happy about that. One of the finalists was also a finalist for both the National Book Award and the Pulitzer Prize. Should I announce the finalists?
I kind of think we have to get to that because that is pretty amazing. So here we are in our little corner of Vermont, and there is one of the Vermont Book Award finalists who's also up for National Book Award and a Pulitzer.
Yeah, they were a finalist this past year. That's right. So
drum roll, please.
Yeah, here are the finalists for the Vermont Book Award this year. For Children's Lit, there are two finalists. The first is The Season of Styx Malone by Kekla Magoon. The next one is A Stitch in Time by Daphne Kalmar. In creative nonfiction, there are also two. Drunk in the Woods by Tony Whedon. That's the Green Writers Press book. And then a book called The Animal, 1,000 Miles Long, Seven Lengths of Vermont and Other Adventures by Leith Tonino. For poetry, there are three titles this year. My Bishop and Other Poems by Michael Collier, Age of Glass by Anna Maria Hong, and Box by Sue Burton. In fiction, there are also three titles. Berlin by Jason Lutz, a graphic novel. The Great Believers by Rebecca Mackay.
That's your Pulitzer.
That's
National
my Pulitzer
Award.
Yeah, yes. Finalist. And of course, she lives both in Vermont and in Chicago. And then the final one is called H&G by Anna Maria Hong. So she's the double finalist this year, both fiction and poetry. And that's the list.
We're going to have this on our webpage at vpr.org, so you can go check this out and then explore some of these books. When is the winner going to be announced and the gala?
This year, the gala is happening in November. It's November 9th. We're really excited about it because it is the fifth year anniversary. It's just a really amazing night, food and drinks and celebrating. The finalists usually do very brief 2-minute readings. There's music, there's mingling, and people get kind of fancy for it. So it feels like this really amazing night to honor literature.
Micaiah Gault is the organizer of the Vermont Book Award, and she teaches in the MFA Writing and Publishing Program at Vermont College of Fine Arts in Montpelier. Her debut novel, Goodnight Stranger, will be published by HarperCollins later this month. Micaiah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mitch.